This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
It's a big, bright, beautiful world with happiness all around. It's peaches and cream if our dream comes true. It's a big, bright, beautiful world with possibilities everywhere. If true love is blind, maybe you won't mind the view. I know I'm not the handsome prince for whom you waited. I don't have a fancy castle and I'm not sophisticated.
Welcome to another episode of Theatre Talk with Tilly, the podcast that goes backstage and beyond with the stars of the stage, big and small. Hi, I'm Tilly, and today we're diving into the swamp with three amazing Havelock North Intermediate School students who are performing in their school show, Shrek the Musical. Shrek Jr. is a hilarious, heartwarming show full of ogres, dragons, fairy tale creatures, and a whole lot of surprises. Joining me today are Ireland, Austin and Nina. Let's meet them and hear all about their journey into the world of theatre. Welcome, guys. Could you each introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about who you're playing in Shrek? Austin?
Hello, my name is Austin and my characters are Papa Ogre, White Knight and the understudy for Shrek.
What about you, Nina?
Hi, I'm Nina and I'm playing Mama Ogre and Songbird in Shrek Jr.
Hi, I'm Ireland, and I'm playing Teen Fiona, Flower, and the understudy for Fiona.
Nice. What's your favourite thing about your character, Nina?
So I love that I'm in the first scene. So me and Austin are actually starting off the show, and in that scene I love the acting. It's just, like, really, it's actually sad, but it's quite fun to do. That sounds wrong, but, like, yeah. And, for Songbird, I just love being in so many scenes, even if we're just in the background. I just love being in all of this, lots of scenes.
Nice. What's one challenge you've found bringing your character to life on stage, Austin?
The one challenge would be the heights of me and Nina and Walton, because I'm shorter than Nina and Nina's taller than me. And I'm a dad, so shouldn't dads be taller than...
I agree, dads should be taller. But, you know, it's all in good fun and good musical. It just really depends on the talent at the end of the day, eh?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't have someone who's not as talented just because they're taller than Nina.
Hmm.
Or just because they're shorter than Austin.
Yeah.
What's more... Were you familiar with Shrek before getting this role, Ireland, either from the movies or the Broadway show? How has that influenced your approach to the character?
So this might come as a bit of a shock, but these were one of my favourite movies as a little kid. I swear, I think I watched all four of them like 12 plus times. So it's really given me like a lot of experience and like a lot of empathy to all the roles in the show. So
it's
I find that perfect
for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
What's one moment in the show where your character really shines, in your opinion, Nina?
So my role for Mama Ogre, I'm in scene one. As I already said, I start off the show and I have a singing solo, which is really nice. And for Songbird, I have a little dancing solo with this little move called pump turns that you may have heard of, which is quite a challenging move for me, but Miss Pitt said I could have it in the show, so that's quite exciting.
Could you explain to us a bit about what pump turns are?
So if you have a bit of experience in dancing, you might know what a pirouette is. So it's a turning move, but you keep pumping your legs and arms to help yourself going. So I can do, say, maybe like 10 or something. continuously, but in the show I'm only doing two, but it still gives the nice effect of pumptons.
That's impressive. So what do you do to pump your arms? Is it in and out or is it up and down?
Yeah, like if you have done ballet before, you might know first and second position with your arms. So you just go in and out, as your legs also go in and then into second. So it helps keep you going. And if you have your legs and arms in the right position, you could go on like forever.
Mm. And your supportive legs bouncing up and down on demi point, on releve. Yeah. If anyone understands that. But basically, it's when you're on your tippy toes and then you're going down. Some people like to do it on point, eh?
Yeah, but
in, like, professional ballet companies, but point is a lot harder, isn't it? What's been the most challenging part of the rehearsal process so far for you, Austin? Like, learning lines, is it choreography, is it the songs, or is it just developing your character?
Well, the hardest part is when you're singing and doing the dictions, so it's hard to get the emphasis on that. Last part, like articulating your words and stuff, and it's really hard just to keep doing that every single time you talk.
Could you give us an example and say, like, hi, my name is Austin, in a very articulated and dictated way?
Hi, my name is Austin.
Should we each try that? What about you, Nina? You go.
Hi, my name is Nina. But then I think also like the expression, so like start like, hi, my name is Nina, or like happy, hi, my name is Nina.
Yeah,
that sounds like a radio show.
We are on one, so.
True. Good fitting voice. Oh, I feel like I want to do it in like a robotic voice.
Give it a try and then I'll do it.
Hi, my name is Ireland.
Okay, here's my one. Hi, my name is Tilly.
Tilly.
Listeners, you can decide and rank us if you like.
Yep, I'm probably last.
Ireland, on the flip side, what has been the most fun and rewarding part of rehearsals?
Ooh, definitely just seeing the whole show come together. Because it's coming to the end of the rehearsal days. I feel like everyone's really now putting in their all and really just emphasizing what characters they have and like what they're doing in the midst of their role. And I think everything is just turning out so well and looking so awesome.
So what do you mean by it coming together? Have you been practicing it all separately at first, or have you been trying to run through as much as you can in a row, or is just all of a sudden with all the props and set, has it just all come together and just made, like when you're making a cake, it just comes together when you bake it?
Pretty much. But also, we did it in a way where it's,
It's like you did one scene at a time, and then, like, we recently had, like, full run-throughs, and they all just blend the scenes together quite nicely.
Yeah, right, so we kind of started off with, like, just scene one, and then maybe we'll just transform into scene two, and then practice scene five constantly, you know?
Right.
And then nearing the end, we've started bringing in props and just doing full run-throughs, like Nina said.
It's also, like, coming together with the props as well, with our teachers helping with the props. It's all, like you might have first had boots in your hand and then, like, only imagined it being there, and then now we've got them and now it comes together quite nicely.
Right, so it's just all starting to make sense and like, that happened because of that, and oh, I didn't know what this prop was, but now I understand the scene because it's got the prop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice.
Pretty much.
Can you share a memorable or funny moment from rehearsals that stands out, Austin?
Probably when Donkey, for the first time, when we saw him, like, do his lines, because he did it really funny with his voice cracks, like, his voice cracks. were, like, very pronounced and stuff. Mm. And, like, he did them every single line.
Yeah. It's kind of... Would you say that the voice cracks, they may not be intentional, eh? Yeah, are they intentional? Can you guys tell?
Oh, yeah.
Like, but they work, eh?
They match his, like, usual voice that he uses a lot, but he kind of just...
expresses
it. Does it just work?
Something. It just works.
Yeah, it's... It's not it really, like, works. Voice breaks. It's, like, rise and lowering of his voice. So it's, like...
It's like,
Yeah, but yeah. It matches Donkey because he's supposed to be quite fun and silly.
Eager and...
Yeah.
Mm. Nice. Nina, how have you seen yourselves and your fellow cast members grow and develop through the rehearsal process?
Well, I've seen a lot of people getting more and more confident as the rehearsals, like, went on. And it, like we said before, how the scenes, like, came together and everything. So it's quite nice seeing everyone, like, getting more into their role. Like, they might not have wanted that role, but now they've realised this is actually the role.
This is the role for me.
Yeah.
The casting directors knew.
Yeah.
They just knew. Yeah, like, some people, I feel like some people want the lead, but then you may be, like, someone may be an amazing, like, a really amazing actor, so they need that one part that's got the acting role rather than having it all together. Yes. Yeah. Well, some person might have a really good singing voice, and so they just get the one song, but they're an amazing singer. I know an example of that when that happened to me. Like, I would say I'm a pretty good triple threat, right? I'm not to toot my own horn, but, like, I would say I'm learning the art of triple threat and stuff, which we talk about a lot on this podcast. Yeah. But one time I was in a show, and it was in Moana Junior when I was year 8 in 2023, and I had about 2 minutes on the stage. But I had three solos pretty much. And that was when I played Tamatoa, the crab, in Moana.
Oh, cool.
And so I sung Shiny.
Oh, yes, I love that.
But I only had that part. But I really enjoyed it, and I knew that was for me. It was a fun experience.
Yeah, like, yes. I personally wanted Fiona, the role Fiona.
Same.
But then when I see Lola and even just, like, the teen Fiona, like, Ireland and Alia, like, doing it, then they have the right, like, emotion and look, and Lola just really matches that, and I'm actually pretty happy with my role too, being Mama Ogre.
Nice.
Yes,
yeah, sometimes it does come down to pure talent, especially in a school show, because school shows are all about getting people involved. But sometimes, if it's like a professional show, they want you to look the part. So all the Fionas have to look like they grew up
the same person.
Yeah. So that's also been stuff for me. Like, I have or haven't gotten roles because of the way, because I might be blonde and the person they want for the older role is brunette.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works sometimes, listeners. See, everyone has disappointments, but in the end you can see that your role has been suited to you perfectly.
Yeah.
Where are we up to? Austin, what is it like to bring the songs from Shrek Jr. to life? Do you have a favourite song to perform?
It feels really cool to put together different things from Shrek, like different, like, characters work with different characters, like, some of the characters are, like, exactly like the movie. And my favourite song to perform would be I'm a Believer, because it has dance moves and singing that make it really cool to dance.
I'm a Believer.
Do you guys want to sing a bit of I'm a Believer for us?
Okay.
Ready? And I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind.
Love it. That was so pretty, guys.
I think we're singing like one half. We're singing the, like,
yeah, there's split harmonies and stuff, right?
Yeah.
How big is the cast and what is the vibe amongst everyone, Ireland?
Oh, so when we were first auditioning, I'm pretty sure there was like 100 or so people. Mm. And now, because they've picked roles and really have gone into the production, we only have 95 people, which to me is a big change between the original number.
Yeah.
Which means there have been quite a few extra roles added.
Right. Because usually shows don't have any more. Like, in an adult show, a large cast is usually about 30 people.
Yeah.
Like, I've had adults on this podcast before, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, I have such a big cast. It's, like, 30 people. We're running out of room in the dressing room. I'm like, yeah, that's a lot for an adult cast, but in the junior shows, sometimes we get up to 70 kids.
Yeah,
and that is quite a big capacity for, like, a theatre.
Yeah, I think we have, like, 95.
Yeah, 95 people was crazy.
Like, at least.
Yeah.
At the least.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people are like in the background, but it actually, I think
it works.
It actually helps. Like,
yeah, it helps.
It makes the atmosphere.
Yeah, because they're like, there's like background like animals and stuff, and it really adds to it. Like when they're traveling, like I know in Travel Song, they go like
Sing
traveling.
Song,
through.
Yes, the travel.
Yeah,
song.
So there's like animals walking through to make it look like they're traveling, and that makes it like a lot more real.
Yeah, see, listeners, every part is important, whether you believe it or not. It just adds to the atmosphere, guys.
Yeah, I agree.
Ireland, can you tell the listeners how you support each other during rehearsals?
So, for an example, after, like, a big musical number, like Freak Flag, or let's say...
I'm a Believer?
Yeah, I'm a Believer. People will go up to people who had, like, solos or something and really just show lots of, support to those people.
Yeah, like compliments.
Which gives...
Feedback.
Yeah, which gives a very nice and ethical...
confidence to people.
And environment.
It's such a great thing when there's a comfortable environment to not only give feedback but also, like, compliment your mates.
Mm.
Do you have anything to add to that, Austin?
Well, yeah, it's pretty cool when people just go to some people and just say how, like, good they are. Like, it's very positive.
Like, yeah, even if you may not, like, really know them, like,
it's still
you
nice
still
to
go up to them and say, hey, you did great, keep it up, or, like, give them feedback, yeah.
That's exactly. Great. I'm so glad that that's turned out for you like that, guys. Is there anyone in the cast who's particularly inspired you or made you laugh a lot, Austin?
Well, not many people inspire me usually, but some people do. And from
or even famous people, who would you say?
Probably, like Michael Jackson, since he like does a lot of singing and stuff.
He's pretty cool and he's pretty unique. Eh?
Yeah. He's awesome.
And in the Shrek cast, the person who's made me laugh a lot is probably Noah or Shrek, because he has a lot of humour and he's just funny.
Is he funny in character as well?
Yes. 100%.
Is he someone you look up to try and, like, imitate what
sometimes
he does for Shrek, and so you can be just as good when you're filling in for him at Shrek?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so great when you have those people that you can look up to and, like, and you can, I don't know what to call it, that you can, like, follow aspire to be. I know I certainly have those kinds of role models in my theatre days. When I was really young, I had lots of role models, and most of them, I would say, have been on this podcast, actually, in the early days. But I've had so many, I think we will all have so many role models, and especially in this kind of industry, you can have so many role models, and there's so many people
many
you can look up
things,
to.
Not just, like, in people you know, like, also just, like, people out there.
Mm. Yeah. Like, for example, I'll never meet Ryan Reynolds, but I always look up to him, you know? Stuff like
well,
that.
Well, you never know.
Well, I hope so.
Nina, what about you? Who in the cast has inspired you?
So, in the cast, I would say probably, like, Gingy or the Gingerbread Man, who's Leo, and he always has the right, like, passion and expression. Like, he's the one who, like, the Gingerbread Man, you know, from the fairy tale.
He seems like the gingerbread man.
He's like the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
It's great when you have someone that's like the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
It's great when you have someone that fits their role so well.
Yeah, like the casting directors did so well. And also the Fionas, like Ireland here, and Lola and Alia, they just give it the right vibe. Like, they've waited all their life in this castle, banished out from the rest of the world, and then they're hoping and hoping that somebody comes and rescues them, and then somebody does, and then they realise that it's Shrek, and they just wanted to be beautiful. And they fit that so nice and just make me, like, see, whoa, that really
well,
does.
They've really brought this to life. They've brought this to life. Yeah, that's what you want to see when you see a show.
Yeah, you want it to really look like an actual thing. And also, even just, like, the fairy tale creatures or, like, the Woodlands Ensemble, they all have that individual look. Like, in the, what's it called, the Woodlands Ensemble, they're mostly, like, animals. Like, I have a few friends in there that are, like, rabbits or squirrels, and they always have, like, they're in the background, like, sniffing at a little pebble or, like, pulling at some grass something.
It just makes it come to life, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes it look more real instead of them just, like, sitting there or, like...
Sitting there and just being inanimate objects for the whole scene. Sometimes that can happen, eh?
Yeah.
Mm. Everyone, for all of you... Beyond your own roles, what are you most excited for audiences to see from the rest of the cast? This could be like a big group number, or is there a special effect that you think is really cool, or is there like little innuendos, little things that you can, little things that like you may not notice if you don't pay attention, but don't give too much away though.
Probably for my role, Papa Ogre, I'm most excited for people to see like how like... How, like, the dad and the mum actually, like, try and push Shrek away.
Because at the start of the movie, they don't really say why Shrek's by himself. And having that backstory really helps you understand.
Yeah.
Understand what Shrek's been through. What about you, Nina?
Yeah, I agree. Like, because I'm Mama Ogre, and we're almost, like, sad to push him away because he needs to, like, find his own way and stuff, but we're also quite sad. We have the sad expression. But also, like, the acting from everyone, like, literally everyone in all of the group numbers, I'm just excited for the audience to, like, experience the emotion and, like, expression from everyone.
Ireland?
I'm just really excited for everyone to see... just how much people have put into this show.
100%.
And I think some of my favourite scenes are definitely the beginning and the end, because they're what starts off the production. They're like the opening... It sets the scene. If you have a bad beginning, people won't want to watch the rest of your show, because it's a bad beginning. If you have a good beginning, people will be interested. Yeah, they'll want to keep on watching. You got to be like... Look over here.
Grab their attention.
Their attention.
And without giving too much away, what is one scene or musical number that you're looking forward to performing?
Probably for me, my scene, Big Bright Beautiful World, as I say, is because I'm really like happy that I got the role, because then I start the show off and like... It's really cool just to be the first one on the stage.
Yeah.
You never forget that feeling when they come down. You guys probably haven't experienced it yet because you haven't been in the theatre yet, but it's that feeling when the stage manager calls up to the dressing rooms, Act 1 starters on stage, we're starting in 5. That feeling when you're...
I've done it before because I did a show last year.
Or you're peeking through like your dressing room and you're looking out and you're seeing... Oh my god, there are actually people?
Just that
scared feeling you get for that, like, 0.5.
On that, Austin said he's done this before. Have you guys ever done something theatre like this before?
Yes, I have.
What's your experience, Island?
So, I did a school production last year, and the year before, we had a bit of a history. So, last year, the 2 years, actually, it was a history of my farting grandpa. It was really weird. The first time I got to be...
Was that the name or was it about your granddad?
No. So that was literally the name. And
love it.
And the first time I was in that production, because there were two parts of it, the first production and the second. In the first one, it was like a look into his past and where he'd gone. And I got to have the wonderful... opportunity to be Elvis Presley. So I was walking around with my blue suede shoes or whatever. It was such a fun role to perform.
Lovely.
And then I got to be the second time I got to be the sassy big sister. It made it really fun because I was just on my phone all the time.
I love that.
What is this? At Lucknow.
Yeah, at Lucknow. Yeah,
oh, I love that.
You remember that show?
Yeah.
What about you, Nina?
Well, I was actually out of the country for that. Actually, many, many, many years ago, when I was, like, in year 2, I think, we did a school production called, I don't know, it was like they were travelling around New Zealand.
And yes, that's a very common one
that
schools do. I remember that being put on, but I was in America when that was put on at my school. They did a bike ride around New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah, it was like this family that travelled around New Zealand, and I think that was part one, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. But, and I was, I forgot her name. It's like from this commercial, like, back in the day or something, where it was like a trumpet commercial, and there was this girl who, like, had a trumpet, and she's like, hold my trumpet. And then we were doing, like, a gumboot throwing contest or something in the production, and then I was like, hold my trumpet. And then I had, like, an actual trumpet, and I really wanted to eat it, but then she said that I couldn't even have it after the show, and it was so
Was
sad.
It a trumpet ice cream? I thought you were talking about a trumpet instrument.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about, like, the instrument, and I was like, why do you want to eat a piece of metal that makes noise? That's my question.
Yeah, Nina, have you guys ever done, like, dance recitals?
Yeah, every year, and I also do, like, dance competitions.
No. What company do you dance for?
Sophie Jean Dance Company. You should definitely, like, watch the recital, you know?
Yeah, guys, come see
Nina. Free advertising.
Come see Nina and her dance recitals at Sophie Jean Dance. What about you, Austin? What's your experience?
So, last year I did a show. It was called Alice Wonderland at Auburn Live Theatre. It was really fun because I was Tweedledee.
Tweedledee.
And it was really fun just to do that. And when I was year six, way back to when I was five, so from 5 to 11, I did Born to Move dancing. And it was really, like, fun.
Mm.
Right.
Sorry, am I the only one who doesn't know who Tweedledee is?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum are two twins. I forget what they are because I haven't watched Alice in Wonderland in ages. That's probably some homework that I could do.
Yeah, like,
but
I know the
Tweedledee
name.
And Tweedledum are kind of like twins in Alice in Wonderland, and they meet Alice along the way. Is that right, Austin?
Yes.
Yeah.
They meet Alice on her journey. Ireland, what has this experience taught you about performing or about being in a part of a big production?
Just to be happy with what you get. Mm. You might be aspiring. I really want to be in I'm in the Moana production. I just really want to be Moana. But then you get something like the
Tamatoa, the crab.
Tamatoa. And you think it's not right for you, but you start warming up to the character.
At the end, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think you kind of just need to... Mm. Even if you
trust the process.
Trust the process. Even if you're like, oh my god, I'm not even a boy, and you get a boy character, I think you just got to be happy with what you get.
It happens quite a bit to me, actually, because having to be a boy character, because I'm tall and I'm bigger than lots of other girls. But people decide, hey, she could be a boy because she's taller. And sometimes that's really disappointing for me, but other times I notice and I'm like, yeah, but that's actually what makes my character unique. I can make my boy be a sassy boy. I can make a tomboy. I can make my boy be anything I want.
Yeah, it actually gives you more, like,
it gives me more creative freedom.
Instead of just being who you are, like, you want to, like...
It does.
You can, like, turn into a whole different person. Mm.
And the other thing is, sometimes you can come down from a big role and then in the next show you do, you get... Ensemble.
Yeah.
Once again, I have an example for that. I've done so many shows. I have so many examples. But, yeah, I was in Moana in 2023. I was Tamatoa. I had that lead role. And in Frozen, I was lead dancer. Well, that sounds like a lead. It says lead in the name. But really, it's just a background dancer, backup dancer. But do you know what? I had the best time in Frozen. I was older. I was a leader in the production. And I had the best time. I did some dancing with Elsa on the stage. It was just such a great experience. Austin, to say that it is on at Toy Toy Theatre, Hastings, the Opera House, Hastings, 17th and 18th of June, evening and matinee shows. Is that right?
Yes.
Tickets are just $18 on sale through Event Finder. So go check it out, guys. Book your tickets now.
Yeah. And don't forget, take, like,
Bring the grandchildren.
Bring the friends. Bring your grandchildren. Say, oh, I'm sure it'll be fine, Gerald. Come on, we never fine, go huh? anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, let's come to Shrek Jr. Okay. Why should people come and see Shrek Jr., though? What makes this production so special, Nina?
It's a great show.
Yeah, it's just, as we've said many times, like, it started off, like, just one scene, bitsy, like, one bit, like, practicing. Mm. But it all comes together, and I think it's, with it being so close, we're actually doing really well. And for an intermediate school production, we're doing really great, and I'm super excited.
Standard of all these kids' talent, listeners, is amazing. I've been sitting in on rehearsals. My mum is actually the director and is helping out.
Yeah.
She was the director when I went to H&I for our school show, and so she's helping out with Miss Pitt and Miss Christensen. And, yeah, I've been listening in on rehearsals. It is so great, listeners. You have to go and see it. Be there on the 17th and 18th of June at Toy Toy. I'm so excited for all of you and the rest of the Havelock North Intermediate Shrek Junior cast and crew. This is going to be a fabulous show full of energy, heart, and fairy tale fun for the whole family. Grab a ticket before it sells out and take a friend with you, guys. A huge thank you to Ireland, Austin, and Nina for joining me today. Break a leg, guys. Thanks for returning and tuning in to Theatre Talk with Tilly. I'm Tilly, and I'll see you at the next curtain call. Stay creative, stay brave, and let your freak flag fly.
Listen up, puppet. We spend our whole lives wishing we weren't so freaking strange. They made us feel that way, but it's they who need to change.
The way they think, that is.
Yes, yes.
It's time to stop the hiding. It's time to stand up tall. Say, hey world, I'm different, and here I am, splinters and all. Splinters and all. Let your freak flag wave, let your freak flag fly. Never take it down, never take it down. Raise it way up high. Let your freak flag fly. Let it fly, fly, fly.
It's hard to be a puppet.
Little puppet boy.
So many strings attached.
Hands cut.
Together, we can stand up to Farquaad.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.